This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Couple things here. I want to get to CJ Stroud, but I would be remiss as a lifelong wrestling fan not to mention Hulk Hogan passing away yesterday, Seth. Ron Trevino came out to my apartment building yesterday to chat with me about that for KHOU. I was on KHOU last night in my NWO hoodie talking to Ron Trevino. One pro and me in my NWO hoodie there talking to KHOU about the passing of Hulk Hogan, who is, I think whether you're a wrestling fan or not, undeniably, certainly one of the most iconic figures of like the 80s and 90s. And I think even as far as you know, up until yesterday when he passed away, one of the most recognizable people. Like, if you just, the average human being, if you flashed a picture of him up, I think a lot of people would know who Hulk Hogan is.
I didn't realize all of the various controversies that he'd gotten into in the last 20 years.
That's what some people, there's a lot of people that only know him for that.
Only know him from the controversy, yeah. I didn't realize he was as much like the Iron Sheik as he was.
He was a little loose-lipped.
He was like the Iron Sheik character a little bit when it came to, yeah.
And ironically, that's who he beat for the title the first time back in 1984, where he basically vanquished the entire country of Iran by pinning the Iron Sheik in Madison Square Garden back in 84.
Yeah. He also beat up Rocky.
He did. That was before. That was in 1982 in Rocky III when he was Thunderlips in Rocky III. In 1985, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Like, that's pretty big crossover right there. That was when wrestling was going through a huge boom period. And he was the star of it when they went from being like the WWF is a little regional company up in the Northeast to basically Vince McMahon taking over the entire wrestling world. The catalyst was Hulk Hogan. He was the star of that whole thing. He sold out pay-per-views and he sold out arenas worldwide. And then 10 years later with a different company, with WCW, he launches another boom with wrestling when he became a bad guy. Like, it was the unthinkable. Hulk Hogan, the ultimate babyface, becomes a bad guy. And then, later on in his life, a lot of controversy. You know, a sex tape emerged that, without his permission, he sued Gawker, which was the owner of Deadspin at the time, for $115 million and won. He won that lawsuit. And then I think that the other things you're kind of touching on there. Had said some unfortunate things through his last 5 or 10 years with us here. Racial and whatnot. From an entertainment standpoint, few bigger than Hulk Hogan.
Well, he was also the one that, he was the first guy on record that had to, that ended up saying that wrestling was scripted, right? When they were trying to get it, because they had to make it in a part of a court case to try to make it legal.
No, that was Vince. That was Vince McMahon.
It was Vince?
Yeah,
it
was Vince McMahon. I'll tell you what, business-wise, what Hulk Hogan is most famous for is that the wrestlers back in the 80s were behind the scenes trying to form a union. And Hulk went and snitched to Vince on the wrestlers
trying
to form a union. Yeah, that's probably the business thing. Other than the incredible piles of money that he generated, that's probably the controversial business thing that he might be most famous for inside the industry. Is he ratted out Jesse the Body Ventura was the one spearheading the charge to form a union for the wrestlers, and Hulk Hogan ratted them all out to Vince.
That's when I first knew that wrestling was scripted, because in a real world scenario, that Hulk might have ended up at the bottom of a river.
Right.
go against a union that's organizing for the iron workers or something.
Yeah, man.
Good luck with that.
Yep. So that was a big one yesterday. A few people have texted me. Who are the guys that are alongside Hulk when it comes to like the biggest stars in the business, like just the biggest generators of business? To me, it's Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and John Cena. Those are the big four. People are gonna say The Undertaker, and they're gonna say other people. In terms of just sheer pop culture crossover, generating billions of dollars impact, those are the big four.
How did he? What did he die of? Do we know?
Cardiac arrest. Technically was what it was, but he'd been sick for a little while, so his health has been. Look, he lived to 71, which in the conversion chart for wrestlers that came from the steroid era, like he did, and he did steroids. 71 is like living to 110.
Well, because it wasn't just steroids. It was steroids and speed and painkillers
Coke
all mixed.
And everything else,
there
yeah.
was just a lot of.
It's
it
the
was
80s,
a rough,
man.
It was a rough scene back in the day. Yeah, yeah, it was a combination of all those things. And that's the day after Ozzy Osbourne had died, which another guy that nobody would have ever expected or anticipated making it to the age of 76.
Yes, his conversion chart, I did it, is 145 years old. He basically lived to be 145, yeah.
That tracks. I think that he almost, if you're in your 40s or 50s, and you kind of got to watch, we got to watch it, Sean, you and I got to watch it from like when we were young kids, Ozzy Osbourne was like that scary dude that you'd heard had bit the head off a bat, and that's all you really knew about it.
Yes.
In San Antonio. Yep. And yeah, you knew some of it. You didn't know necessarily Black Sabbath or anything from back in the day. And then, but then you got to watch him transition into a reality TV show star as a guy who kind of shuffled around the house just being cute and adorable and funny and interacting with his kids.
And in commercials, you know, like it's different music genre, but it's a little like kind of like Snoop Dogg in a way. Like Snoop Dogg, when he was in the middle of his music career, if they had told you like, oh, he'd be this cuddly guy who's on all these commercials and everything, and like Ozzy Osbourne similarly is kind of a, you know, he's a pop culture icon for a different reason late in his life.
Peak Ozzy Osbourne for me was him and Lita Ford doing If I Close My Eyes Forever, because that was right back when you might be, you know, recording music videos on VHS and using them later on for whatever, and just like Lita Ford. That was a kind of a pivot point for him in his career.
Yeah. Lita Ford, man. Kiss me deadly.
That's why I've remained sexually attracted to Ozzy Osbourne.
It's
kind of this association between
them. Man, you know, it's big schmoz. You get lost in there. Like I know I'm attracted to something here. Let's get to CJ Stroud. This is CJ Stroud earlier this week. What did he learn from last year?
There's a bunch of things, but if I can probably narrow it down to one, I would say just, you know, trust the process, you know. It's not about what people think, who people think you are, what they think you are, when they think you should do it. It's all about, you know, your process and how you're going to go about it. And if God's happy, if your teammates are happy and yourself, I think, like, then you're good. So I think that's trusting the process, whatever that is, if that's good or bad during the time. It's, you know, trusting, you know, what the coaches are doing and everybody around me. So
I think there have been times in the first couple seasons where it just feels like you can almost sense it in the press conferences or in interviews with CJ Stroud during the season, where it feels a little bit like the weight of the world is on him. And that can sometimes happen to people that you have to learn early in the NFL that you can't be all things to all people. Yeah. And you got to kind of just dial in and follow the cliches of just, you know, keep the main thing the main thing. Don't worry about what you can't control. Trust the process.
Yeah.
All of that. And they're cliches for a reason. It's because it's true. But it's hard to learn. And the other part about the NFL and for young professional athletes in general, I think there's a big part of just understanding and realizing that you're not – whatever your perceptions are of being a football player is – a lot of that has been shaped by movies and television shows. And learning, and I could say this for any profession. It's like learning that, oh, wait, that's the movie version of this job.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it actually works.
Yeah.
And this is the stuff that really matters. If you're a fireman or a lawyer or any other, or a cop, any other profession where they make a lot of movies about them, there's a point in your career where you realize, like, oh, wait a second. Okay, the paperwork actually is a big part of this job. Like, if I want to be really good at it, they don't show this in the movies. They just show the renegade cop who's whining about the paperwork and how he never does it, right?
Yep,
if I want to be a good cop, I just don't do the paperwork, right?
That's
kind of a big deal.
You got to file the report. Yep.
Yeah.
You got to file the report.
Riggs never did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I just thinking when I hear CJ say trust the process, like somewhere Sam Hinkie's driving around, the old GM of the Sixers, the advocate of the process, like throwing his coffee at the radio. Like, I trusted the process.
Well, I'll give you, I mean, Saban was one of the first guys where it kind of made the process part of the vernacular, like just very much about the process. Another one of CJ's clips, he had just said that, you know, I can't remember what it, I think the question was whether what his goals were or whatever it was, but his just win every day, win everything.
Yeah.
There is, man, I've been so brainwashed by Bill Belichick. There was a part in his book where I think he was talking about the hours that he works and how he schedules everything, but he talked about how just everything, he almost approaches everything like it's a game, and it's fun to play games.
Yeah.
So it's just when he's watching film, when he's doing anything during the day, He's gamifying it, and he's approaching it like it's a game, and like, okay, how can I watch film better than the other guys, and what can I find out about this guy? So you get those little victories. It's a lot more fun. For somebody like CJ, I think, who sometimes feels all the weight of the world on his shoulders, there's times where you just got to break it down into like, hey, I'm gonna win this film session.
Yeah.
I'm gonna win this next period at practice, this next play, and you just stack up wins and don't worry about what the actual scoreboard is on any given day or, you know, throughout the season. It's just, okay, I'm gonna win the next rep.
He would be an animal out over at Cidercade, where they have all those video games and all the foosball and the pinball machines and the bowling and everything else. Be an animal there, man. Trying to win everything. CJ Stroud. All right, so we got day three of a practice. It is raining out here today. There are drops kind of falling on the table here, so I pray for Mark and John coming up in the next hit here at 8 a.m. But we'll get pads on Monday. So we'll see fans out here and tomorrow, and then the fans on Monday will get a look at players in pads. So we'll have eyes on it for you all camp long, but all day long here today. Keep it tuned. In the Loop, we'll be out here, Reggie Atatula and John Lopez. And hopefully the Astros get a win this weekend, Seth. Get a win, and so you and I come in on Monday, and we've still got the Mariners at a nice arm's distance from us.
Sean, and don't undersell it. Last year, the Texans' offense was miserable whenever there was any kind of precipitation during training camp. It was you could bet money on it. Oh, it's drizzling. The offense is going to suck today. So if I hear reports, Sean, that it was the best day the offense has ever had, and they did it in a drizzle, I'm going to be over the moon about it. Yeah,
I like
this is
that.
A team that's advanced, damn it.
I love it. All right, well, good deal. Well, we'll have eyes on it out here. Seth, antibodies to you. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Antibodies to you, Sean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.